good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. I don't know when you're listening to this, but you're listening to this, so thank you, thank you, thank you for enrolling in Business 123, Introduction to Investments, for spring 2019. All of us at Southwestern are incredibly proud and happy and grateful and privileged that you are here with us. I will be introducing myself in another segment, and you will hopefully be watching and listening to the presentations soon enough after familiarizing yourself, if you aren't already familiarized with Canvas. But this is the commentary for the syllabus. The most important document of the semester that nobody reads and quickly puts in the back of their notebook and never looks at it again. Yeah, and there is, or has been for some time, a movement to make syllabuses 8, 10, 12 pages, which I think is outrageous because nobody reads them. And if they print them out, then it's a whole bunch of paper wasted. But hey, I know the plural is syllabi, but I like saying syllabuses. This is why we have two syllabuses. Because the short form is really all you need. But the long form is strongly recommended by our educational technologists and online distance education coordinators and experts in the field, and so I do what I'm told to do, okay? So hopefully you're looking at either one or the other. I'm going to walk through the short form, the first one. If you want to take a look at the long form, you're going to have to skip over various sections of the syllabus to get where I'm discussing. So I'm going to go through the short one, the two-page one. All right, so let's read together. Course description objective, introduction to basic investment principles, including markets, stocks, which are also called equities. You're going to learn how to use that term because you'll sound so smart if you do. Bonds, which are also called fixed income investments, fixed income debt instruments, fixed or just plain fixed. Mutual funds, also known as investment companies. Again, you're going to learn how to use investment companies, and boy, you're going to sound so cool. Nobody uses investment companies unless you're in the industry. Insurance products. Interpretation of financial statements and other financial data and information, brokerage accounts, and the relationship of economic and political conditions to investing. That's what we're going to do in a roundabout way of saying that we academics like to use. We're going to learn about investments. We're going to concentrate on what are called securities, financial investments, but we'll spend a little time on other investments also. So, the course content, investment environments, risk and return, folks. That's the whole semester in just 2-3 words, risk versus return. Mutual funds, stocks, bonds, markets and transactions, investment strategies and tools, portfolio management and asset allocation, options and futures contracts, otherwise known as derivatives, which are very dangerous, so I'll do my best to dissuade you from ever touching those things. And then, as we said, we'll take a look at real estate and some other investment alternatives. So, sound cool? Is this what you want to learn? I hope so. Plus, there's a future for you, dear students. The industry needs you. I'm going to say it over and over again, folks. There's a lot of us old folks getting ready to retire or kick the bucket, and we need many young folks coming in. In fact, the industry realizes this, and they're taking steps that we'll discuss later on to make it easier for people to get in the industry. They need more women. They need more minorities, bilingual. They love ex-military individuals, and we'll discuss why as we go along. Now, the book, the course materials. Fundamentals of Investing. It's not a bad book, folks. It's not a great book. It's okay. I wouldn't spend $300 for it, which is why we let you use any edition from the 4th to the 8th. And if you see the bottom of the class website, which you'll see, you know, and you'll also see there'll be discussions about this later on. But if you go to the bottom of the class website, you'll see places where you can get the 4th or 5th or 6th or 7th edition for $20 or $10. You know, the new book, as I said, they charge, you know, $300 for this thing. It's worth $30, folks. And if you ask me, it's not worth that much more. The first chapter is awesome. All the rest are kind of dry. So why are you probably thinking, why, Piano, are you having us use a book? Well, because we have to. We have to have a book. It's required because this is college. And, of course, if you don't have a textbook, it doesn't matter how good your materials are on your online class and class website. You have to have a book. I personally, and this is where I hope that the matriculation officers and the bookstore folks and don't actually listen to this, I think it's a scam. I really do. I think the book publishers have somehow snuck this into the system where you can't use materials other than a tech college textbook for which they charge an outrageous amount of money. But, hey, who am I? Just a goofball. So, do you need the book? You please read between the lines. But I'll tell you, folks, if you can get the 5th or 6th edition for $10-$20 online, that's worth it. That first chapter alone is really well done. That's worth $10-$20. Now, you also need a notebook. You'll need a calculator, and you really don't need a fancy calculator. A 99-cent calculator does fine. You don't need exponentiation or anything like that. But a cool thing to use is a spreadsheet. And we'll have some spreadsheets as we go along using either Excel or Google Docs, either one. Google Docs is free, folks. You need dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and a reliable connection to the Internet. If you do not have a reliable connection to the Internet, find a friend or family member who does, because this is an online class. You need to be checking your email every single day, and I'm going to hammer away at you to go into Canvas and add your personal email, because we send everything to your Southwestern College email, which we know several students don't check every day. And why does the college do this? No, you'll have to ask the powers that be, because I have jumped up and down and screamed, and they just go, oh, Piano's a goofball. Attendance and lateness. Okay, this is one of the things that when you talk to other professors, instructors who teach online, they will say, what's the most important thing a student needs? And they say, self-discipline. Now, you know, I don't like to use that term, self-discipline, because it has, you know, discipline in there. But you got to be motivated, folks. You got to be motivated to work every day. Why? Because education requires repetition. It takes time for this stuff to sink in. I wish we could just open up your brain, pour it in, and close your brain. It doesn't work that way. So you need to study the presentations, listen to the audio lectures, listen to the and watch the audio-visual lectures. They're the same, just one has the visual, the other one doesn't. Submit the assignments, participate in discussion forums, taking the exams. You need to do these on time. If you get behind, please, 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 please contact me. You know, we have tremendous resources. You're going to see all these resources. There's too many of them, in my humble opinion, so I point which ones are the most important as you walk through Canvas's introduction module. There's just so many of them that many students don't even know where to start, so they don't do any of them. Well, we want you to do at least a few, and you'll see. Procrastinators, folks, this is not for you. Take the face-to-face class Tuesday and Thursday mornings. And you can still come to those. Even if you're enrolled in this class, you can stop by any time you want. But for people who are procrastinators, it is so easy to just blow off a week. I got plenty of time. Blow off another week. And all of a sudden, oh, my goodness, the first assignments are due. And you know what? The exam is next week. So don't just disappear. Contact me for help. We're here to help you. We want you to succeed. Now, grading. If you look at the Rate My Professors comments, you'll see that My grading is fairly straightforward, and some people say, oh, he's too easy. Some people say he's too hard. So I guess I'm right. You know, I'm in the middle there, because some people say he's too easy. Some people say he's too hard. So I guess I'm doing the best. You know, you're doing the best grading. I teach for free, folks. The teaching I do for free, it's the grading they pay me for. So you need to be turning in your assignments, doing your homework, doing the exams, the discussion forums, and watch your grade on Canvas. Now, one of the things that some students get angry at is they say, "Well, it said my grade was fine until now. What happened?" Well, Canvas does not doesn't take into account all the grades that are due until we instructors say to do it. Actually, there's two different ways. You can make Canvas take the grade into account before it's even due, and then your grade looks really bad. Or you can say, wait until I, the instructor, tell you to do it. And so what happens is I won't do that for probably a week or so after the assignment is due, and then or the exam and or the discussion forum, and then students go, wait a minute, my grade was 78%, now it's 63%. That's because we just averaged in the previous exam that you didn't take, or the two assignments that you didn't submit, and that's why it looks bad. But I'm telling you, folks, this material is very straightforward. There's a lot of terminology and jargon that we have to learn. And then there's some calculations which are actually very simple. They're not that hard. This is not math. It's arithmetic. Math is when the numbers disappear and you put these stupid little symbols there like theta and rho and X and Y and A and B. We don't do that. We just have numeric information that is very easy to do. And so if you're worried about the math, don't be. Every single person can get an A. Really, if you study every day, which you need to do anyway, if you do the assignments remotely sober when you're taking this class, you will do fine. In fact, I don't do this with every class, okay? But I'm going to make you a deal. If every single student gets an A in this class for the next 10 years, assuming I live that long, each new person I meet, I will introduce myself. Hi, my name is Frank Baiano, and my Business 123 Introduction to Investments Spring 2019 class all got A's. Is that a deal? That's till 2029. I don't know if I'm going to be alive that long. But seriously, folks, we want you to succeed. We want you to be awesome. We're going to do everything we can, but we can't do it for you, right? We want this to be the best class you have ever taken, that 5, 10, 20 years from now, you can look back and say, you know what? That class actually helped me in this crazy, bizarre, scary, joyful, beautiful, ugly, absurd adventure that we call life. Cool? I hope so. Now, what are the time requirements? Well, in a 3-unit class, they expect you to do about 3 hours for every unit. And an online class, you don't have the hours for the classroom, so that sort of makes it 3 times 3, 9 hours, which is about an hour a day, folks. I mean, if you can pick a time that is good for you every day, some students tell me they got to wait until they get the kids to bed. Others tell me they get up early. Find a time that you can go through the presentations, do the assignments, and then, of course, some people's schedules are just haphazard, so you got to do your best to sneak it in. I apologize. But we do our best to make it easy for you. You can take the presentations and download them to your MP3 player if you have one, or your smartphone, or your cell phone, even if you don't have a, you don't even have, you need a smartphone, because a lot of these flip phones and these other phones, text phones, they still can have MP3 files. So their MP3 files are the audio. You can even burn them to a CD if you still have CDs hanging around the house. Or you can download the visual presentations to your smartphone, or if you have stuff, an iPod Touch lying around somewhere, or a tablet, or your laptop, and watch them while you're commuting, if you're sitting on the bus or whatever, or walking the dog, or if you exercise, go to the gym, and you can be on the treadmill and listen or watch these things. You see? So that's we do our best to make it easy for you. Yeah? Because I know a lot of you are commuting, right? If you're going leaving Chula Vista and going up to Sereno Valley, that's a 50-minute drive, right? Maybe more, depending on the traffic. So you could be listening then. Is that cool? Okay, so an hour a day. Can you give me an hour a day, please? How about a half hour? Okay, accommodations. You know the drill. Some of you, I see people with, it's easier face-to-face classes, but sometimes it's pretty easy in the online class when you see what they turn in. I have dyslexia. Not bad. You know, it's mild, but it's still there. I swap numbers. I swap letters all the time. You'll see my chick. Well, let's see. You won't, because it's all, thankfully, it's all electronic. But on my face-to-face students, when they submit something by paper, I write, and then they can see that I mess things up and I cross it out. So don't be embarrassed. I sometimes will sometimes have a student who's saying, "Well, I don't feel good if I go to DSS." Leonardo da Vinci had dyslexia, right? So some of the most brilliant people have Asperger's and autism. So go see the DSS folks. They will do an assessment, and we can work with you, okay? So contact me. You're supposed to do it within the first 2 weeks of class, but do it as soon as you can. If you feel that, you know, you're just not able to read this stuff or whatever, it takes you longer to do things, we can give you more time on the exam. Yeah, go contact them. Now, as we said, we have tremendous resources, and one of them is the Academic Success Center. Can't call it the Tutorial Center, folks. That's not erudite enough. You like that word, erudite? It means smart. the Academic Success Center is an awesome place, especially if your study skills are suspect, you haven't been in class for a long time, or when you were in class, you really didn't, you blew everything off, you just ran by the seat of your pants and didn't do well, or maybe you did well, but you never learned to study. You go here, and you're going to be just swept away by the enthusiasm of the staff, and more importantly, the students. You see, these are the students who are highly motivated, and that motivation is contagious, and you're going to catch it. And then you're going to be helping other students. You understand? This is what highly successful people do, whether in academics or anywhere, in business or in sports. You surround yourself with people who are motivated, and that motivation rubs off on you. Okay? Cool. So check out the Academic Success Center, the Writing Center, the Reading Center, the Math Center, Interdisciplinary and Tutorial Lab. We have such tremendous resources. We want you to succeed. You know, some people feel like the prof at school is trying to make me fail. They want me to fail. No, not at all. You got it wrong if you feel that way. I know sometimes, you know, it's got to be the teacher's fault. It couldn't be my fault. No, we want you to succeed. But at the same time, we're not going to say, oh, yeah, he did never come to class. He never turned in the assignments. He did bad on the exams, the ones he took. We're going to give him a B. Wrong. That's not going to happen. You know? It just ain't going to happen. At least it ain't going to happen in my class. My apologies, but I shouldn't apologize. We want you to come out of this class and the rest of the world look at you and say, oh, boy, that person's cool. Where did he or she go to school? I want to go there. You see, so we don't really care about you. No, we do care about you. But we want Southwestern to not have a reputation that we just let people go through, right? Which is sometimes what people say about us. So, my apologies. I digress. Now, we're at the bottom of the page. You there yet? Here is very important information. How do you get in touch with me? Well, most online students seem to want to use email. And that's fine. You can send me an email through Canvas. That's probably the best way to do it. Or just, here's my email address. The office hours on campus are during the day, which is not always the best for most online students. Most online students tend to be working during the day. So we have two, what I call virtual office. One of the other professors called it the Zoom room. I like that, because it's a system called Zoom. And there's the link. I will send out periodic reminders, because we want you to know that we're here to help you. And we do it on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Yeah, right. Now, if this is not a good time for you, send me an email, leave a message on my voicemail at home, preferably, or at work, and tell me when good times for you, and we can set it up to meet then. And it's like Skype, but it's more powerful. It's more powerful than Skype in that we can see each other, which isn't really the most important thing. We can share documents, share the screen, so we can actually show you the documents we're working with, and then manipulate them right there on the screen. And that's the very cool part. That's the very cool part, is that we can basically be together even though we're somewhere else. Now, what's this student learning outcomes? Please ignore that. That's something that has nothing to do with teaching, other than somebody in Sacramento says we have to do it, so we do it. But it's basically two of the things we want you to be able to do when you leave this class. Of course, we want you to do a lot more than just two things. So why do we have these student learning outcomes? I don't know. I've only been teaching here for a gazillion years, and I still haven't figured out what they are. Okay, now, what do we do with the syllabus, right? We put it in the back of our notebook and never look at it. Well, no, go to page number two. Page number two, look at this. Here's the course schedule, folks. The course schedule. There's the entire course on a single sheet of paper. Print it out, put it on your refrigerator, put it on your desk drawer, wherever, on your closet door, so that you can see where we're supposed to be at any one time. And we normally follow this fairly well. Sometimes we get a little bit behind, or we don't usually get ahead of ourselves. Some people will, though. If you want to get ahead, please contact me. We will do our best to move you along and point you in the right direction. But more importantly, if you get behind, that's when we want to contact you to contact us. We'll try to contact you, because it's so easy to get behind in an online class. And once you get behind, then it's hard to catch up. But it's not impossible. Many people do, so don't give up. Never give up. Now, I forgot to mention the website. On the first page at the bottom is my homepage, my website. And I know it's silly, wonderprofessor.com, but I was sitting there thinking about a website that you would never forget, right? So can you remember Wonder Bread? Can you remember Wonder Woman? You can remember wonderprofessor.com. And then the class website is a specific page, specific website from the homepage. So if you go to the homepage, in the upper left corner, you'll see a quick link that'll get you right to the class website, or you can just copy it and paste it. But that's where all the material is. We'll discuss the class website and then Canvas later on as you're walking through Canvas, or you don't really need to. Some people just go right to the class website. All the material is on the class website. So if you will first see it, if you dare, if you want to look, you'll first see the material on the class website, and then eventually in Canvas it'll point to it. As you're walking through Canvas, you'll see that we're basically jumping back and forth to the class website where all the material is. And there's a history behind that, and because I've been teaching online since 2004, hard to believe, and so I wanted my own website, because the first iterations of online learning were disasters. The first systems were just literally very, very flaky, and we would lose all our student information and all our material. And so I said I want nothing to do with it. I created my own website, and it's worked out okay. So it's not perfect. Nothing is. But if you want to get ahead, you can always go to the class website and check to see what I've already posted. You see? because it'll be there first before it's in Canvas. So, are you excited? I hope so, because I am. It's always exciting the beginning of the semester when you get a new crop of students to torture. I mean to show them the way to become rich over time with investments. Did I mention there's no guarantees? I haven't, but I will over and over and over again. So, welcome again to Business 123, Introduction to Investments. As we said, we want this to be the best class you have ever taken. We're going to do our best to make that happen. But remember, you've got to do your part. Every day, listen, watch, study, research. You're going to do a lot of research, which I hope you enjoy. I do. About different investments, and learn and be awesome. And the cool thing is, you are going to impress your friends and family and coworkers, and they're going to say, "Where did you learn that?" And you're going to tell them, right? Business 123 thing. I wash your back, you wash my back. Welcome. Thank you so much for being in our class. We are so happy, all of us at Southwestern. And I said, I mean it. You talk to the people behind the desks at the they're called classified, in admissions and in the maintenance people and all the people who don't do the academic work. They're called classified workers. And all of them are just so proud of what we all do for the students. So when I say all of us, I mean all of us. All of us are very happy and proud that you're here with us. Welcome to Business 123, Introduction to Investments.